Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guests, the founder and president of Faith 2 Action, author of the Pro-Life Heartbeat Bill, writer, producer, and actress, Janet Porter, and actress Beth Folger, and actress Janique Stewart. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We have the primary host of this show with us today, Jacqueline Bell Baker. Jacqueline, you want to say hello? Jacqueline loves the opportunity to come on and be on the show with us, and we have the opportunity to do it because it's a family business, so we love doing it. Jacqueline, do you love Jesus? Yes, you do. Yes. That's right. I said, hey, after we introduce you, Jacqueline, you got to go down. You see, if you run down to Pastor Joe, it's our pastor of Morningside Church here. And she goes, I love Pastor Joe.
Oh, I love
it was just the other day. She was just reminding me, just so you know, yeah, that his first name is Pastor. His last name is Joe. Yeah, he doesn't have a last name. So he's Pastor Joe. So I'm going to take you down there. You run down there and see him. And we are honored to have a day two back with us today. We have Janet Porter. We have Beth Folger, and we have Jacqueline Stewart here with us. Janique Stewart here with us. We absolutely love this. Mondo, you had a question I want to start the show right off with.
I got two questions. First, can you welcome anybody that speaks French?
Oh, you speak French.
The native language of French.
You speak French.
Yes. Bonjour tout le monde. Nous sommes très, très joyeux de vous avoir avec nous. Alors, je prie pour tout le monde. Et merci pour être ici avec nous. Merci.
That's incredible. I'll translate.
Show off. What'd she say, Amanda?
Bienvenidos al programa. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't translate that one either. Come on. You asked a critical question between broadcasts. I think, man, we should start that right off because this is important information.
You know, as we're watching Europe, and someone said years ago, when Europe sneezes, America catches the cold.
That's right.
Right? And we're watching Europe change culturally, politically. There's a turmoil in Europe. I want to get your take on what's happened to Europe. The infiltration of immigrants has changed the culture. France is not the same France as it was 30, 40 years ago. From your perspective, your proximity, what's the future in France?
Well, I wouldn't say just France. I would say that the future in all of Europe, first and foremost, I would say that if they do not have Christians that are going there to actually speak into the nation, then the future is going to be very dark for them. Mm. And here's why. We have to remember that the seat of Marxism was not the United States. It was Europe. Mm-hmm. When we see the postmodernism, even right now, what we're dealing with in our country right now of critical theory, all that came out of Europe. And so when we see all these immigrants coming in, a lot of times it's not immigrants that actually are holding to a biblical worldview. We see an awful lot of Islam.
Yeah.
And when you have Islam, you also usher in Sharia law. And we also see a lot of secularism, of course, and atheism. So the future, especially with France, when you have these views, it's going to seep out into our behavior because what you believe determines your behavior. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you have a secular worldview, if you have a view that you hate essentially God, that is why right now we see such extreme abortion in France. We see extreme abortion all over Europe. We also see what's happened with the attack on children. One good thing I will say is at least they're putting the brakes on when it comes to the transgender surgeries and treatment. At least they're saying, why don't we at least stop and wait until they're at least 18 years of age and older? That's the one good thing that I will say that they're doing that the United States is not doing. But I think when we look at France, when we look at Germany, even the United Kingdom right now, they used to be a nation that really was trying to honor God in some areas. I mean, look at, it's the Queen of England or the King. It's the Queen of the Church of England and the King of the Church of England. So there was this admiration for the church. Now what we see is essentially moving towards godlessness.
Wow.
That's truly what we're saying. Isn't that
crazy? You know, as I'm watching the nations, I was telling Ricky before the first program, the nation of Nicaragua is becoming the norm. Almost every nation right now, but it's beginning in Nicaragua, where the government there is shutting down evangelical churches right now.
That's right.
And they're starting with, this is why, listen, this is so important. Because when Christians in America become, you know, this egotistical, that not my group, it will never happen to my group.
Yes.
We always want to point the fingers at the Catholic Church and this organization. Yet you have to understand the message that was sent out a few months ago. They're coming for the Saturday people. Then we're coming for the Sunday people. Who is the Sunday people?
Christians.
Christians. They're targeting in Nicaragua the Catholic Church first. Then the Christians said, oh, it's never good. That's them. They're going to deal with the Roman Catholics, and we're not going to fight with them, or we're not going to stand up for them. Yet the very next day, they began to crack down on every evangelical church. And guess who came to their defense? The Catholic Church. Understand that we're in this together. Mm-hmm. Theologically, we're different. Perspectively, we're different. But yet, the same message that we carry is the same message that they're shutting down.
They're shutting it down.
Yet when we don't stand for Israel, we don't stand for one another, who are we going to stand for?
That's right.
That's right.
Understand the message is clear all over the world. If you're a Christian and you represent biblical worldview, they're coming after you. They don't care if you're Catholic, if you're Protestant, if you're Baptist, Assemblies of God. Those days are over. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're one. But I want to tell you something. You mentioned on the last show, Janet. In the 1930s, they came against the Jewish people once again, and no one came to their rescue. Mm-hmm. Bonhoeffer wrote it perfectly.
That's right.
We're living in that time once again. On one group, you got the people that want to deconstruct the Bible, and they think they're safe. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, you're not safe. The Catholics, they're not safe. Baptists, they're not safe. Assemblies of God, you're not safe. Nazarenes, you're not. Anybody that has the label, yet we're seeing the change culturally in changing the way the norm used to be to we're waking up to a new Europe. We're waking up to a new America. We're waking up to a new church. Yet, if we don't stand up and fight,
right,
they're walking all over us.
You know, in 2005, I wrote a book called The Criminalization of Christianity. Yes. And then we made a documentary about how to overcome that criminalization. And it begins with using the freedom while we still have it. Yes. Right? The only way to keep our freedom is to use it and to use it now. That's why we have the importance of standing with Israel. As you said, they come for the Saturday, they come for the Sunday. If we don't stand with our brothers in Israel, we are next. And there is a target. There is a cancel culture that's going on right now with Christians, conservatives. There's a weaponization of our government against President Trump and against conservatives. I remember when Mike Lindell had his phone confiscated. There's pre-dawn raids that are happening to pro-lifers, to grandmothers who merely attended a rally. It's absolutely absurd what's happening. But here's the good news. I was reading in 1 Samuel this morning that God, it says Jonathan, as he went on to take on the Philistines with just his armor bearer, he said God can win by many or by few.
Yes.
The thing that I know about God is that he is famous for working through remnants.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, when we started as America, we only had less than 25% of Americans supported the American Revolutionary War. We had 7 to 8% that actually participated in it. And yet here we are, America. Mm. We face the most dangerous nation on earth, and yet here we are, and the most powerful nation on earth. We are actually going to be presenting appeal to heaven flags to Congress this July. That is our nation's first flag.
That's right.
That when we don't know what else to do, as John Locke said, make an appeal to heaven.
Yes.
And we're going to make
Amen.
An appeal to heaven because Amen. I don't think God's through with America
no.
yet.
Amen.
And
right.
he works through remnants like us.
That's
and
right.
it's every corner of the culture. It's influencing things with the heartbeat laws that mm-hmm. are happening across America. And I think it's also influencing the entertainment world. Why
Very
not
yes.
have the message of the gospel presented
That's
in a whimsical
right.
way so that we can disciple nations just like the world has done for all these years?
That's yes. right. You know, USA Today said that Porter's vision is no longer extreme. Mm. It's the norm. Now, what did they mean by that? It's the norm.
Well, it's funny because they said it was the fringe, that Janet's the fringe. That was back in the day when all we did was regulate abortion. We regulated around the edges of abortion, and we felt good about ourselves. We had parental notice or parental consent or woman's right to know, all these really, you know, laws that I was involved in passing. But there comes a time when we actually have to do what this word says we're supposed to do.
Yes.
We're not supposed to talk about abortion. I want to end abortion. And that's really what the heartbeat bill, if we can't rescue every child just yet, we can at least get every child whose heartbeat can be heard.
Yes. I got a question for you, because you have seen the underbelly of American politics. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone gets into a fight with the government, you better believe you're going to learn a lesson coming out of it. Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. What lessons did you learn? Because I want people to know, I wore a shirt today that says, Pray for America. And I want to tell you something. Can I stand up and show you? This is one of our affiliates. Mm-hmm. And I ask you that question because a lot of people that watch this program, they don't know how to pray anymore. Mm-hmm. We look at the bad, we look at the ugly, we look at the indifferent, and some people feel like they lost hope. Yet you're filled with courage. Yes. You're filled with optimism. You're filled with, you know, understanding. And I know why you do, because you know the word is real. But how do we pray for America after seeing what you have gone through just to do what is right to do?
Well, if you asked, the first part of your question was what I've learned. I've met the enemy, and it is us. It was Ohio Right to Life, where I used to be legislative director for nearly a decade, that fought us harder than Planned Parenthood when we first introduced this bill. It was the RINOs, those Republicans in name only, that they've been using babies to get elected for decades instead of using elections to save babies. And so we took them on. And you know what? It's going to take somebody willing to speak truth to power to say, you know what? I don't care that I have the governor's phone number, his cell phone in my phone. No. It's not about access, it's about influence.
Amen.
And there's a lot of people that just like to be in the in crowd. Well, I used to be in the in crowd. I had all the photo ops and all of the exclusive parties. But you know what matters more than talking about abortion? It's ending it.
Yeah.
And so I made some enemies. We issued postcards that said, "What's worse than the Democrats? How do we put it? What's worse than the? Oh, let me just think if I can remember now. Well, I'll just say this: but bigger than the postcards was we had a truck that circled the State House, and it says, "What's worse than abortion? It's a Republican Party that won't stop it." Because we had Republican control in even in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, in the White House, and yet they refused to pass the heartbeat law. Mm. They want to pass these mamby-pamby, regulate around the edges. We talk about 15 weeks, a bill that protects almost no one. No. There comes a time we actually have to do what this word says.
Amen.
Thou
Amen.
Shalt not kill.
Amen.
What Jesus said is, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Yeah. It's time we start doing what he says.
Amen.
And seeing him meet us along the way.
Amen. So what's the main thing about abortion that you believe that politicians need to understand?
It's the taking of a human life.
Yes.
And there's no rhetoric. When I first got involved in this, I was in the 10th grade. I saw the babies in the garbage can. And I said, you know what? There's no slogan that you can give me that makes that okay. It's the human rights issue of our time. And if we can say, well, we'll kill a handful, we'll kill some. No. It's not okay to say, well, we're going to support 15 weeks because that seems politically expedient. No, it's not. And by the way, there is this feeling, and the political consultants are telling people like Carrie Lake that, oh, we got to back away from the abortion issue. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Amen.
Yes, we are losing on ballot initiatives, because at the core, the ballot initiative is an affront to a Republican form of government that we were guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We say the pledge to the Republic for which I stand.
That's right.
Right? So it's not the mob with the most money gets to make state law. And that's what's been happening. It happened in Ohio, where billionaires overseas, foreign billionaires, are pouring money into these states they're basically deceiving voters, tell them it's about fertility, it's about maternity care, it's about rape and incest. And they deceive voters with more blood money than we can counter. And that's how they're doing it. We're going to be addressing that in the courts, by the way.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to Obergefell them.
Wow.
They struck down with Obergefell. 28 marriage amendments that said marriage was between one man and one woman in 28 states. Well, you know what? If they can do it, so can we. We're going to see, I believe, a state and a federal ruling that's going to say, no, what? We're going to return to the people the power through their elected officials to pass the laws they want, not the mob with the most money, as we are seeing in these ballot initiatives across America.
Amen. Amen.
You know, this is so critical, right? Because when you look at the issue of abortion, politicians look at it from their proximity. But when you look at it from the human side of things and you look at the eyes and you speak to women that go through abortion, you have to be compassionate because you don't know their story. We don't know what got them to that point. Yet I think about you and what you're doing to educate young people. I want to tell you something. This generation is a lot different than generations from past. Today's generation, they're more aware of issues today. But the problem is that the awareness that they're getting, they're not getting it from the right side of things. They're getting it through TikTok. They're getting it through social media. The reality is, at the end of the day, are you willing to build a Lori's house that can talk to you, that can listen to you, not just protest, listen to you? Are you going to have a home where you feed them and take care of their other children while they're trying to decide either to keep the baby or to adopt the baby? Or I don't know. I just know that every story that I hear and that I see in my proximity, these women are dealing with more than just an action. They're dealing with trauma. How do we deal with that, Shaquin, on the issue of educating a generation to understand, yeah, on this side, we're doing the politics side of things, yet on this other side, there's hope. There's Lori's houses. I look at Pastor Joe and his beautiful wife. They give their lives every single day to drive these women to the doctor's appointment, not knowing if they're going to keep the baby or not. We're just there. His hand's extended. The cross is there. The people that love them. How do we educate this new generation to... We don't get to the point that we have to fight in the courts for them, but yet the church has to be there in a compassionate way. But it starts with what you have been doing for all these years, is reaching the next generation by talking to them. What do we do?
Well, I think that one thing we have to be intentional to do is make sure that we understand what is being taught in the schools. Amen. A lot of the education is indoctrination, which is what you actually brought up in the last episode. They're indoctrinating them to think that the unborn is nothing but product of conception. So if you have a worldview, because again, everything comes back to a worldview, we have to be intentional then to make sure that they're getting proper education. You know, years ago, they used to refer, when a woman was pregnant, they would say, she is with what?
Child.
That was affirming the humanity. Now what we affirm are people's feelings. But the reality is, when we affirm people's feelings, we negate truth. Yeah. And that means we're also negating the word of God, that the unborn human being is an image bearer of the Most High God. So I think it's first and foremost starts with the education. Parents have a moral obligation and responsibility to go to the school board. If your kids, I don't care if they're attending a private school or a public school, you need to know what ultimately is being taught.
That's right.
Second, we have to counter with biblical truth.
Yeah.
You were talking very much about, as Bereans, when we look at an Acts, they would take it and line it up to make sure that it aligns with the word of God. Now, part of the problem is, because even when people vote, we tell people to vote your values. Well, whose values are they voting? Mm-hmm. Furthermore, just because someone identifies as a Christian doesn't mean they actually have a biblical worldview. Why do I say that? Because we're dealing right now at the height of biblical illiteracy.
That's right.
Amen.
Rarely do people really read the word of God. They might look at an app.
Right.
But most of the time, they're not digesting the word. And if this really
100%.
Is our daily bread, then we should be ingesting it.
That's
and
right.
Last, I will say that a lot of times people are more committed to voting the D as a Democrat. They're committed to voting the R as a Republican. We have to get people to understand that we should be voting B according to the Bible,
yes,
which
amen.
Means we have to read it.
That's
because
right.
we will not know what the word of God says on life if we're not picking it up to actually be open to that.
That's right.
And nor can we try and excuse or justify our past actions.
That's right.
A lot of people are still trying to justify why they have that abortion. Now, we can be compassionate and we can love them, but you know what it says in 1 Corinthians 13? It says, love rejoices in the truth.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
And the greatest thing sometimes you can tell people is help them see the whole counsel of God, that there is forgiveness,
yes,
but we do not justify and continue to advocate,
amen,
for the intentional destruction of humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Beth, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that we could see America in a world of trouble if we don't continue to advocate to stop abortion in the United States?
Yes, we all God's rules he put in the Bible, you know, and that's the only place, parents, that you're sending your children to college. Listen to this. The Bible has the wisdom, yeah, the knowledge, the discernment, and it's the only place that there is truth. And
amen.
So you send your children to college and they're indoctrinated with nonsense and lies and propaganda. And that's what we're seeing happening in our land now. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we need a remnant that knows the Word of God. Mm-hmm. The only way that you can have courage, that you can have fortitude, that you can have discernment, is to know what the Bible says. So I would just encourage everybody that's listening to this show, get your Bible out.
Amen.
Read it every day. It'll give you hope yeah, for the future, yeah, hope. And, you know, people say you're living in the last, is it the last days? Well, I want to tell you, we are living in the last days. These are our last days, and we better make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't stand up for what the Word of God says, if we don't pass laws,
yes,
for what the Word of God says, you know, if we don't stand for Israel, what the Word of God says, we're toast. Mm-hmm. And it's time to realize how important this is. This,
yeah,
is our future. This is the future of our kids. This is the future of our grandkids. And we better get in that Word and devour it,
yeah,
and
amen,
know exactly what it says and how to stand up and how to make a difference in the world.
That's right. You know, I read a poll the other day. It did say that this is the most biblically illiterate generation that has ever lived, which, you know, you have to say, okay, then that means that this generation is spiritually starving as well. Like you said, this is our bread. This is the thing that actually nourishes our soul, yet people aren't consuming it every single day. Like you said, you know, we love our Bible apps. That's great. But if it deters you from actually opening up the Word of God and digesting what the Word of God is saying, mm-hmm, then friend, you have to get back to the Word of God. You have to say, you know what? I'm going to be intentional on making time to do this. There are things we do every single day that we're very intentional about. We make sure that we make the time for it. You make sure that you make a time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and for your snacks in between. Friend, this is wildly more important. In these last days, it's going to take fasting, it's going to take praying, and it's going to take getting in the Word of God and actually understanding what this says. You know, I preached a sermon a few weeks ago, and I sent it to one of my buddies and said, hey, I want you to double check everything I said, make sure everything, all my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed. You know, I did beforehand, but I want to make sure. He came back, he gave me the best the compliment ever. He said, it was biblically sound.
Amen.
And I said, okay, that's all I ever want to be. I don't need to wave my hands and run up and down the aisles. If the Holy Spirit prompts me to do it, I'll do it. But is it biblically sound? And friend,
yes,
if you're watching,
yes,
this today and you are teaching the Word of God, are you biblically sound? Are you making sure that your opinions are not being interjected into this, but it's simply the Word of God? Because, friend, that's where the issue is. Whenever Satan was tempting Jesus, he didn't say, well, here's my opinion on the issue. He goes, no. It is written.
Amen.
This is what the Word of God has to say about it. And friend, that is going to be your saving grace in the times we're living in, where someone comes up and say, hey, well, what's your opinion on this issue? Friend, that's a trap. Say, no, I have no opinion on this issue. I simply have the Word of God, which I can put my feet,
amen,
on. That is,
amen,
where my, yes, opinion lies.
Yes.
Amen. You know, Ricky, I just wanted to tell you all something. When we were filming this sitcom, right?
Sure.
It's the purpose is to reach the lost,
yes,
disciple nations. There was a day when we had a choice to make. We were 4 hours and 20 minutes behind the filming. And you know how you have that I've got to get it done. You have that,
yes,
chronos, I've got to finish this. And we had prayed against chronos. We had prayed the flow in the Spirit. We sang, we begin our filming with praise, with worship.
Amen.
We were singing Waymaker. And we actually had a phone call in the middle of the filming. Well, here we are. We're going to have to fly everybody back. We didn't have money to finish the scenes, to get this done. And we got a call from a cast member who said her nephew had wandered into the swimming pool and drowned. And we have a choice to make. What do you do? You know, normally what we do is, well, you know, Lord, help the family, comfort them, help us get back on track. But something in me said, not today. Yeah. I'm going to believe that word of God is true. At some point, somebody has to act like the word of God
is true.
Yeah. And we called the cast. Amen. You all were there. We called them into the lobby of my husband's office in Florida where we were filming. And I said, you know, we're going to pray for this little boy, Tristan, who they could not resuscitate. Mm. Two-year-old little boy, we're going to pray for God to raise him from the dead. Mm. Why? Because this book says we can. He said that he's the same today as he was yesterday when he was raising people from the dead, and we prayed for God to raise him. And so here we were crying out to God with those help, help, please, 911 kind of prayers.
Yes.
And something in me said, no, we need some testimonies. We need to increase our faith because faith is the pipeline for God's power.
Amen.
It's kind of like when I went to Texas and I told them, look, if the purple state of Ohio can pass a heartbeat bill, surely the ruby red state of Texas can do it.
That's
the
right.
testimony of what Jesus did. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
So I told the story about a board member of mine, another board member whose daughter was also drowned. And the baby was in the water for maybe, they thought, 20 minutes. Mm. They pulled her out. She had turned dark, and she was just crying out to God to save her little girl. And she felt like somebody walked behind her, and she felt in her spirit the words, Talumakume. And this little toddler started coughing up water. She's now an adult. She's perfectly fine. No brain damage whatsoever.
Wow.
And so I told this story that day. As we're filming, we break from filming, and one of the cast members, Rich Schwingel, he said, my grandfather was raised from the dead. And they told, she goes, the reason I know is when I was a little boy, my grandmother, every day on the anniversary, God would, you know, my grandmother would talk about how my grandfather was raised from the dead. And I said, what is today? September 4th. I said, this is the day that God is going to raise this little boy from the dead. We're going to celebrate this.
Yes.
And here is this little boy still dead. We're 40 minutes into this. One of the crew members got up, and you know the prayers we pray. We cover God because he might not come through. And Lord, we believe whatever you do. We thank you. It's okay. Like basically giving him an out. Mm. And my mom says,
no, we're going to believe the word of the living God. And he says, resurrection power.
Amen.
So 40 minutes go by. Our prayer shifted from the help, help, please, to the thank you, God, for raising this little boy from the dead. 40 minutes into this, we're thanking him for raising a little boy from the dead who's still dead, by the way. Mm. And a phone call comes in and Janique got it. What happened then?
So that point when she calls back and says, he's alive. And I ran out. I'm like, he's alive. He's alive. And
God.
It was so powerful going back to the very beginning, because when you look at Hebrews 11, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence, according to man, was that he was declared dead. But faith in Jesus Christ, who is the same, think about it. He's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he is the same God who does miracles today.
Yes.
It really transformed that entire, I mean, every single person in that room was praying, they were believing, and every single person there can testify that Jesus still is the God of resurrecting power.
Amen.
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 And that's the message I want your dad to hear. I know we struggle with some health concerns, and I just want to say that if God can raise the dead, what you're going through is nothing by comparison.
This
is easy for him. And I just want to declare over you, first off, thank you for the job you and Pastor Lori have done in raising these kids up to fill in this time. But I just want to say to you, your latter days will be greater than your former days.
Sure.
And God will restore every field the locusts have consumed. And so, that's who we serve, the God of resurrection power. I mean, if people understood the power that was in this book, they would be devouring it.
Yes.
You know, we see, I remember watching on an airplane one time. I never was I think Harry Potter is just complete occult. It's kids trying to hold on to spells from the enemy who wants to kill, steal, and destroy them.
Yes.
If they understood the power that is in this word, the power that is in prayer, that they would be running to the word to devour it and using it and implementing it every day of our life, because we saw God raise the dead.
Yes.
We can see him give us our country back. If he can raise the dead, he can raise America back as well.
Amen. And that's what we need to see.
If I can, I just feel right now the Holy Spirit so strong. I love when the Holy Spirit just takes control. But I feel, even Miss Janet, if you can, because this is what this show is about. This is why we do what we do. I believe that you have just this time of prayer right now for someone who's watching. Mm-hmm. Because that's the amazing thing is there's people that we've heard testimonies. You tune in, you even turn the channel, don't even realize why you're watching. Maybe you've never seen the Jim Baker Show before, but God ordains your steps and you turn it on not even knowing. And as you were sitting there talking about that little child who was lifeless, I literally sat here and I closed my eyes and the Holy Spirit began to show me people. There's a child somewhere. I literally, as I closed my eyes, I saw this child sitting in a hospital room and he's hooked up. They say there's no hope. The doctors are coming to the parents and they're saying there's no hope. This child will not live. And as I closed my eyes, I saw this child. And whoever is watching right now, I want you to know that there's hope. But I believe that the same prayer that you have, we have the opportunity right now because there is someone who's watching who has a need right now.
Let's pray. We just thank you, Lord. Sure. I speak life to that child, to that person who's on the sick bed. We're in a hospital right now. We speak life. You are the God. It says that he is the God in Psalm 103 who heals us of all our diseases. All means all. That we have resurrection power living on the inside of us because of what Jesus did for us at the cross. It's already paid for. Jesus. It is finished. And we apply what you've already paid for, what we already have right now to this situation of impossibility that you're facing right now. And we have the God of the impossible. It's not just the state motto. It's a word that Jesus spoke, that with God, all things are possible.
Yes,
and if he can raise the dead, he can intervene in your situation right now, and we call it forth. Yes. We apply what you paid for, the blood of Jesus, the most powerful substance on earth. We just apply it right now to that sick bed, to that impossible situation, and to the destiny that God has for you that you have put on the shelf. Yes. It's time to bring it back to life right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I think it's important for people to know that the same God who raised Lazarus from the dead is still alive, still moving. He hasn't changed, and his heart is still the same. He still cares about the same issues. The God of yesterday, today, and forever. Forever is eternal, friend. You need to make sure, if you're watching this, that your heart is set with Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. And we will never mince our words here at the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show. There is only one way to heaven, friend. That is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. But he made a way for you to get to heaven. If you're watching this and you're saying, well, I'm not even a believer, but I'm believing for a miracle, friend, today's the day that you need to surrender your life fully to Christ Jesus. There's never been a better day. Today is the day. You know, I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and this might touch you, where they're saying, you know, well, I want to walk in the perfect will of God, but I just don't think that's possible. I said, friend, you know, it's been 45 years. You can have 45 years of not serving the Lord. The minute you give your life to Jesus Christ, you can now be walking in the perfect will of God for your life. Today's the day, friend. If you need help doing that, you can give us a call. It's 1-888-988-1588. Our operators would love to pray the salvation prayer with you. And then you know what? Go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, wherever it is. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Don't be ashamed of it. Go out and tell people, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friend, it's time that we as the church preach again repentance. You must repent and believe the gospel. You must turn from your wicked way. But you know what? You no longer have to identify with the wicked way, friend. You no longer have to identify with the bad. Why? Because you've been given a new identity. Friend, you are a new creation through Christ Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean you can enter into the brotherhood of being a Christian and live the way that you lived before. No, friend, you're going to sacrifice things. You're going to give things up. But in return, the Lord will give you something even better. What is that? That is a seat at his table. That is a seat in your heart on the throne of your heart. That's the Holy Spirit as your comforter, friend. Today is the day you need to make sure that you have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Why? Because we're living in turbulent times. We're living in hard times, friend. If you don't have a firm foundation, the winds are going to rise. The storms are going to come. The winds are going to try to blow your house down. And if you're on a sandy foundation, as we see in the Word of God, then your home's going to collapse. But if you are on a firm foundation, friend, you know what's going to happen to your home? Nothing. Yes, the outside may be rocking. Yes, it may feel like the doors are moving in and out. There's going to be tribulation in your life, friend, but your home will not be moved because you are sat on the eternal foundation, the foundation that was there before the beginning of time and the foundation that will be there for eternity, friend. That is a promise given to you through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, I want to thank you because you have branched out into something that is vital, I believe, for the church. I think a lot of people truly believe, you know, they're like, well, we'll just let the world have all the good stuff. No, no, the church, we are meant to have, you know, you wrote a lighthearted comedy. It's called What's a Girl to Do? I want to make sure I say it right. What's a Girl to Do? Uh-huh. And, you know, some people might say, well, you know what? I don't know if I should be investing funding into that because I don't know if Christians need something like that. But, friend, what you have done is so crucial to the church. And I do believe that this is going to touch the church body. Why? Because, like you said, sometimes it's late at night and I'm not going to open up the BTL television network. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I need something that's refreshing to me. Mm-hmm. But now I have something that is available that I can renew my spirit, enjoy a good laugh. You know, Dr. Don Colbert, he's a medical doctor. He's on this show sometimes. He said you need at least 10 good belly laughs a day.
That's right.
And that's the truth. You know why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Sometimes in life you need a good laugh. So I want to say thank you for being bold enough and to have the courage to say, you know what? Christians deserve some good stuff too. And thank you for writing this beautiful sitcom.
You know, Ricky, it's we can do more than boycott and protest.
Amen.
We can actually tap into the Creator and create something better.
Amen.
Right?
Okay.
You know, the Bible, yes, there's things we're not supposed to do, but it's more than a list of what you're not supposed to do. It's we actually can do the impossible.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like someone left the gate open. We're supposed to run like somebody left the gate
Amen.
Open.
Amen.
To take back the land, to take the land, to advance the kingdom. So it's not just reacting, responding to a shrinking piece of real estate, trying to defend a shrinking piece of real estate. It's about advancing the kingdom. And that's really the heart behind the sitcom. It is fun. It's lighthearted. It's whimsical. But there is a message of truth that is woven in. There
that's
is the
right.
gospel that will be presented. And it's done in a way that's easy for people who may not tune into an interview show or watch a sermon.
Yes.
But they want entertainment. And we're gonna give it to them.
That's right. You know, you're weaving the gospel in throughout this. There's actually a clip we pulled from this called Janet Gives Jeff a Bible. Let's watch that.
Okay.
What's a girl to do? No one's ever gotten me a Bible before.
Well, it's about time. Oh. Do you like it?
I love it. This is like so much better than the one I stole from the hotel. Well, Jeff's here again.
Michael, nice of you to make an appearance.
Jeff was actually just leaving.
Good night.
Pick you up tomorrow morning, same time.
You know, it's 24-7 with you two, isn't it? That is not good, Janet. Come on, you're leading the poor guy on. Everyone can see he has a huge crush on you.
Everyone can see he has a huge crush on every girl in America, right? That's just how he is. He's harmless.
Well, I don't like you seeing him every night and day. Come here. I have missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you.
Oh! I'm so sorry. I forgot my present. Janet just buys me gifts. Mm. A lot. Unless you two want to get into the Word with me. No? No, Michael doesn't get into the Word. Okay. I'll pray for him.
I'll pray for him.
You'll pray for him, that's right. For those who may have missed the first episode, what is this sitcom all about?
Sure. Well, it's about this Christian pro-family activist, right, who lives next door to a guy that's not saved. That's Jeff. We casted the part of Matt Moore. The guy is phenomenal. The whole blow-up-your-chest part, he just comes up with this stuff on the spot. And what I love about filming is we just laugh all day. It's so much fun. But the message is he's hired by a Christian ministry. He's not a Christian yet. And he's sort of faking it, you know. He's telling the co-workers that, you know, that verse is in the New Testament, you know. And it's just a lot of fun as we move to the place where the gospel is presented, where we are stumbling along the way, perhaps, but we're trying to live the Christian life in a way that we can turn people of faith into people of action.
Yeah.
So you've got this activist who's taken on the next cause. There's actually an episode coming up, episode 7. You'll like that one. It's about how we were putting Trump Biden comparison at election pieces on cars at night. Remember this? When Janique played the part of Lori, and we're dressed in black, and Jeff the neighbor's got black on his face, and we've got spy music playing in the background, and it's like, you know, Saturday night services are best. You know, we have the cover of darkness to put all these out on churches. We then get in trouble at work, and it's a lot of fun as we're living the Christian life and learning along the way.
Yeah.
It's a way that we can engage others to put their faith to action as well.
You know what's so funny about that? I was thinking years ago when we started in Studio City, I hired this kid that was not a Christian, but he had a great gift on getting us to the next level with graphics and all that. By the time he left and went back to school after summer break, he gave his heart to Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I just being around the atmosphere changed me. How you guys treated each other, how things worked. I believe that it's time for people to understand that you can love your neighbor that doesn't know God, doesn't understand God.
All this is based in true life. I actually had a neighbor named Jeff who wasn't a Christian, who became a Christian in the end of this. So like they're all based on, he's kind of a compilation of like a lot of my guy friends, right? But it's based in real life that we can actually share our faith as we go through this whatever season we're in. That God has a purpose for every season of your life. And so those that are single, I just want to say, don't just rush God and say, you know, I'm not married yet. God has a purpose for where you are right now. He has something for you to do. And along the way, as you're serving God, you're going to meet the one he has for you. And that's what happened to me.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Where do you guys get the idea for these episodes? I know writing, for me, I feel like that would just be a tremendous feat trying to write these episodes. Where do you get these ideas from?
Real life, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I'd say real life. And, you know, I just like to say to everybody out there, you know, the ones that are older like me, and what Ricky shared of how to have Jesus in your heart and make him Lord and Savior, that gives you the privilege to pray to the physician, the mighty physician, Jesus.
Amen.
And you can pray for any ailment you have. You know, I go to the doctor. He says, do you want this test? I says, no, why would I? I just point to where I am and say, God, you know, you created,
thank you, Lord.
Heal and restore. And, you know, to go to the Almighty God with your prayers, knowing that in the Word of God, he says, if you call, he listens, and he'll answer. And you have that faith for restoration. My oldest son, he said, boy, Mom, you've done really good the way you think. And I says, well, the glory goes to God.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The doctors are only practicing. Thank God for them. And God's given them wisdom and knowledge. But God is the creator of your body and the restoration and the restorer. And instead of trusting man, trust God.
Amen.
By the way, I want to point out, she gave me permission beforehand to say this. No matter what season of life you're in, my mom's 87 years old. She's starring in a
she's
sitcom.
Amazing.
All right. So whatever it is, you're exactly the age God wants you to be. Yes. And so use this life, use this moment in our history, which is, I think, one of the most critical times in human history, in the last of the last days, to be a voice, to speak out, to speak truth to power, to speak, to be a light in the darkness. No matter what your age, God has a purpose for you in this season.
Praise God.
And, you know, I opened and ran daycares. I love kids. But, you know, the thing of it is I rhyme a lot. And everybody knows that. And so, I you know, when I was here a couple years ago, I went, 85, glad to be alive. And the model says, oh, come on, I'm going to do that. Well, now it's 87, looking who I can invite to heaven.
Oh, so
make it count.
Amen.
That's fantastic.
You're so awesome. I want some of that energy that you have.
Yes.
I love
the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I don't always have it, but I have to remember where I got it from and
that's
ask
right.
for more.
Amen. 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 Ask for more.
Listen, if you want some of that energy, you got to tune in every Saturday to watch this new program, the sitcom, What's a Girl to Do? An 8-week series.
That's right.
Right, Maricela?
Yes, 8 weeks. That's what I love about this. I'm like, this is 8 weeks long. But hey, Janet, I'm just saying, listen, we're not going to stop there.
No.
I believe that God, for the vision that you have, he's going to meet the provision through people who are tuning in and watching. And so we want you. How do you do that? You may be sitting at home and say, okay, how do I help this vision? How do I keep it going forth? Listen, you do it by tuning in. You tune in. You watch the sitcom. You share it with others. get it out on social media, share it with your family members, come together, make this an event within your family. That's how you support What a Girl's to Do. This is a brand new sitcom on our PTL television network. What an honor that you would launch this with the PTL television network.
It's our
honor. An 8-week series by Faith to Action Ministries. Remember, every Saturday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern as well. There's a second time it's going to air, so if you miss it at 7 p.m., you can watch it at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Also, we are adding this on all of our video demand. What does that mean? You can watch it on the PTL Network app. You can watch it on your Roku channel, all of our streaming, free TV streaming, Roku, Apple TV, wherever you have accessibility to watch the PTL Television Network, you can watch the brand new sitcom. But do this and support. Support what Janet's doing. Support the mission and the vision that they have there. I believe, though, that it's going to bless us. I believe it's going to bless the body of Christ as we come together, as we laugh. I believe in joy. Yeah. I'm like, Lord, I love to laugh. I love the joy. I believe that we, you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, how would they know? How would they know your followers? And the Lord said, you will know them by their fruit. What is the fruit? I teach my kids that all the time. I'm teaching a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. And so I always stop them when they're bickering. I'm like, wait, is this a fruit? If someone watched you, if they were walking by you, would they know you by your fruit? Would they know you by your love, your joy, your peace, your kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit? And so I believe that this is a chance for the body of Christ to come behind Miss Janet Porter to support this ministry outlet and also to support the voice of the prophets, the PTL Television Network, by going and tuning in every Saturday night and watching this 8-week series.
That's right. And if you want a preview of what that's going to be like, we're going to play one for you right now on What's a Girl to Do. Watch this.
What's a girl to do when I'm alone?
Seriously? You are so immature.
Oh, yeah?
You need to grow up, Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff? Except for the hair, I see you haven't changed.
Still as cool as ever.
I like what you did with the goatee. Trimmed it up. It looks good.
Yeah, a little bit. Thanks.
You still look like Satan.
I know we always go to the Hope Gala every year.
I love that event.
However, since we just broke up, I just find it more appropriate that I give your ticket to someone else.
You want the ticket back?
If you don't mind. You,
sure.
You can always get another ticket, sit at a different table. I mean, if you still really want to go.
Oh, yeah. We'll get your ticket back, Jen.
Hi, I'm Brittany. Jack's girlfriend.
Well, nice to meet you, Brittany. So how did you and Jack meet?
At the office.
Wait a minute. You work in accounting, don't you? I met you at the Christmas party last year.
Oh, when she was Jack's girlfriend.
Sorry, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Sure you want to do this?
Thank you.
What?
No date tonight?
No, Liz, I'm here by myself.
Oh.
I'm hoping that they'll announce it from the podium in case there's someone who hasn't noticed.
Hi, Janet.
Jack?
There you are, darling.
You mustn't keep slipping away like that. I was beside myself looking for you. We would like to stay and chit-chat, but I don't want to. You ready to go, baby doll?
I am.
Let's go.
Okay. Good night.
Ta-ta.
Sick of me.
What's a girl to do? We shouldn't have lied.
Yeah. That's been bothering me. It really wasn't a delight seeing Jack.
I'm gonna go tell him.
Me too. Whoa! I have another idea.
I need to tell him the truth.
You and I become an item, and then it's the truth.
Wait, are you saying you want to date me for real?
No, nobody wants to date you for real. Least of all me. However, for the sake of truth, I'd be willing to take one for the team.
This is like every girl's dream right now.
I know! And you're getting better at truth-telling already. Why don't you stream on?
You mean sleep on it?
Same thing, smoochy face.
Smoochy face?
Are you serious? Like you just spit all over my face.
face. This is disgusting. You're like a human spritzer.
Use your tie. What's
a girl?
That's available on the PTL television.
Nobody wants to do it for real.
At least you're not me.
No, you know what is so funny? Like, the best part is we've seen this and we still are laughing hysterically. We would have to actually do multiple takes because we're laughing so hard. So for those who are watching, please tune in. You're absolutely going to love it, and it's really going to bring joy and laughter to your heart.
You got to listen. If you want to watch it on video on demand, you have to watch it. Matter of fact, grab your phone, download the free PTL Network app, or better yet, if you have Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, listen, download the free app, the PTL Network, and watch it on demand. Believe me, I'm not going to laugh. I cannot believe he said, nobody wants to teach you.
Come on. Hey, there we go. Hey, we're going to watch another clip from What's a Girl to Do. I want you guys to watch this. This is available here at the PTL Television Network. Check this out. It's actually Jeff leading a Bible study.
How about that?
The Bible looks like it's brand new. It doesn't even seem like it's been opened.
Well, when you keep wearing them out, you got to keep getting new. Keep reading, Joe. You'll figure it out. Turn in your Bibles to Luke 6:31. That's in the New Testify. Gail, would you read it for us, please?
Do to others as you would like them to do to you.
That's right. And I like it when people get me donuts. So when it's your turn to lead the lesson, I know you're going to want to buy me donuts. But what kind of donuts does Jeff like? I mean, there's so many kinds. It's going to be hard for you to remember. So with that in mind, I wanted to make it easy for you. A whole box of my favorite chocolate cream filled donuts so you wouldn't forget. You're welcome.
No jelly?
No glazed.
I'm thinking of a verse right now. You can't look a gift horse in the mouth.
You said verse, you meant saying.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Joe, what do you think about that?
What do you mean, what do I think?
The golden rule, Joe. Come on, keep up.
Gail already said it.
Jesus is the one who actually said it. Dude, that's the problem. People and rulers don't give credit where credit is due. That is also found outside the Bible. You're gonna find this hard to believe, but that was my first time reading Bible study.
You don't say.
I know, right?
A lot of new Christians like Jeff. I was just like that too. Hey, where can people find trailers, interviews, more content on What's a Girl to Do?
Sure, just go to whatsagirl.com. Sounds gender confused, but I assure you it is not. whatsagirl.com, and they can be a part of the Director's Club. We'll give them the inside scoop and some of my favorite scenes. One of our favorite scenes is in episode 8. It's a dream sequence called Happy Day. And it has to do with how I've taken on the challenge of all the people who say Happy Holidays. And I'm, it's Merry Christmas. And so we have that banter, and this is a dream sequence of what happens if it was your birthday and everyone ignored you and said Happy Day instead. And so if you want a donation of any amount, we're going to send you the inside scoop, the latest scenes, the best of the best before everybody else sees it at whatsagirl.com.
Awesome. Yes, so just go to whatsagirl.com, and then I'll go to the
Director's Club.
The Director's Club. All right. We want you to go be a part of that. So go to that website right now. We're going to put it on the bottom of the screen, and go be a part of the Director's Club, because this is going to help make sure that we get more seasons of this sitcom, correct?
That's right.
That's what this is all about. We need to ensure that we, believer, are supporting other like-minded believers in their adventures. This is something that is exciting. I believe it's beneficial to the body of Christ, and we need to support it, Mondo. I haven't heard Mondo laugh that loud since the last time I tried to say it.
I was thinking, Pastor Joe, we ought to invite him to do the Sunday morning church service. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll bring Jeff to preach Sunday morning for us.
Oh, my goodness. Very talented. talented Matt Moore. He is fantastic.
He is a preacher. We'll bring him in.
Yes. Don't forget. Listen, I keep saying it, but you have to. If you're leaving this show saying, when can I watch it? Or if you're just tuning in right now, this is the brand new sitcom on the PTL Television Network. You can watch through all of our streaming platforms that we have. I say download it on the app. You can go back. You can see the first up to 2 episodes at a time. And so this is an 8-week series. And Ricky, I love that you said that. Listen, let's support Miss Janet. We want more. We don't want to stop with 8. We want to continue season after season. We believe in standing together. But the way that you can support this is by tuning in every Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern or 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern to watch the brand new sitcom, What's a Girl to Do? Amen.
Listen, the next season you ought to film here at Morningside.
I'm
going to take you up on that.
We got the chapel. We got the tabernacle. Lori's house. We got Gray Street. And by the way,
awesome. Mother's trying to get a role in there.
I'm trying to get a role. I don't know about you. By the way, when you watch the season, you're going to see this Bible in one of the sets.
That's my Bible.
Yes. That's right.
That's the one I read all the time. It's fantastic. My favorite Bible.
Yeah. A couple Easter eggs. There we go. Yes, I love that. So you need to go watch this on the PTL Television Network. Janique, as we leave the broadcast today with just a few minutes left, hey, if there's somebody watching and they're saying, hey, I have no hope in my life, little hope in my life, but I need some hope, I need some laughter in my life, what would you recommend for them to do?
Well, absolutely. If there is anyone that's watching, first and foremost, recognize that God has created you with a purpose. I think a lot of times people feel they don't have hope, either A, because they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and two, they don't realize that He created them with a purpose. Amen. So one of the things that I would hope that they would do is definitely tune in to What's a Girl to Do. You're going to laugh. There will be some parts where you might even cry a little bit. But what I love about this is that they're going to find hope. One unique characteristic about this sitcom is that very much like when they had older shows in the olden days, a lot of those shows had a moral to it. Mm-hmm. There was a purpose for it. Even with these, every single one of them, there are one-liners in it, but more than anything, there is truly a moral to that sitcom.
Yeah.
I also love that the word of God is sprinkled throughout it. In fact, one of the episodes, Mom, she's actually America's mom. I think everyone's going to fall in love with her. But she says that you have not because you ask not. And that's one of the main themes throughout that show. Mm. And so I love that they're going to actually come away with truth,
amen,
with hope, with the love of Christ, and really an opportunity to know Him as their Lord and Savior.
Actually, the way she worded it is, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yes.
Very simple.
Yes. If you don't ask, you don't get.
My walking pep talk of a mom.
That's right. Well, we want to thank you guys for being out with us today. Miss Janet,
there are
a lot of things happening in your life simultaneously at the same time. The Heartbeat Bill is still moving forward in states. You're supporting Israel now with Faith to Action, the ministry, and you are also now a writer, a director, an actress. How many more things can we add to the list? We want to thank you.
Let's find out.
That's right. Well, we want to thank you for being a benefit to the body of Christ.
Yes,
that's what you are. You're really pushing forward people to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you for that. So that's available. We want to make sure that you remember this. It is Saturday nights at the PTL Television Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Time as well. You can go and join this. Mondo, it's about time that we finally got a sitcom on the PTL Television Network. We've been needing something like this. Hey, you know what? We bring the best of the best. We bring end times prophecy teachers. We bring current prophets.
Yes.
We bring older prophets. We bring anyone we can to the PTL Television Network that has a message that lines up directly with the Word of God, because if it lines up with this friend, we support it. But I am now relieved that, hey, when it's 11 o'clock at night, because I'm up at 11 o'clock at night, I can turn on something that's lighthearted, that's fun. I've watched the first 2 episodes now twice each, and I've enjoyed them thoroughly each, and I know you're going to as well. So make sure you tune in 11 p.m. and 7 p.m. Saturdays, the PTL Television Network. We want to thank you guys for being on with us today. Thank you. Beth, I'm gonna coin the phrase. This is America's mom right here. You're fired up and ready for Christ. Come on. We want to thank you for tuning in with us today. We want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Make sure to go watch sitcom on PTL Television Network.
What's a Girl to Do?